Today, the Obama administration stepped up its efforts to protect public lands. The Bureau of Land Management, which manages about 40 million acres in Alaska, will look at those lands for wilderness value. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar told a news conference at an outdoor equipment store in Denver that he was rescinding a 2003 order by his predecessor, Gail Norton, that stopped the BLM from considering any more wilderness without action from Congress.
So today we're charting a new course. It is a new course for the protection of America's wild lands that recognizes just how important they are to the American people and to the local communities whose economies depend on the great outdoors.
Salazar said he's not trying to take any power away from Congress, but federal land managers need to have the ability to manage what he is referring to as wild lands, which are valued by outdoors enthusiasts, tourists, photographers, and others. Secretary Norton's No More Wilderness order was issued to settle a lawsuit by Utah's then-Governor Mike Leavitt. It's not yet clear if Utah or any other state will try to revive the lawsuit. Salazar's order allows BLM to consider wildland management after going through a public process of land designation. The agency manages 264 million acres nationwide. One of the biggest pieces of BLM land in Alaska is the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, where the oil and gas industry holds a number of leases, and at least one well complex is already sending oil into the Trans-Alaska pipeline. Salazar says there doesn't have to be a conflict there.
I think what is true both about the NPRA as well as with respect to other public lands across the West where there is oil and gas is that there will be oil and gas that will continue to be developed. It's over 40 million acres of land that are already under lease for oil and gas development. What we're doing here is we're putting the wild land wilderness characteristic values of these lands on the same platform so that the wilderness characteristics can be considered in the planning processes of the BLM as it moves forward with the plans for the public domain, which the BLM manages.
Salazar said the MPRA would be reviewed for wilderness values, just like any other BLM land.
This will be a part of what we will look at with respect to that review, and that is which of those areas within the MPRA are appropriate areas for the designation of lands with wild wilderness characteristics.
BLM lands in Alaska include a lot of mining claims, the Denali Highway, the Iditarod Trail, and many other areas.